This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
New month, same Paul and Andy here. November the 1st, another Patriots.com Roster Report Podcast. Trade week here in Foxborough. NFL trading deadline was Tuesday, and the Patriots were indeed active. Unfortunately for some fans, they didn't do what fans wanted and go out and get a high-priced wide receiver playmaker for the offense, but they did address what could arguably be the team's biggest need right now, and that is the middle of the defensive line. On October 29th, the Patriots traded for defensive tackle Isaac Sopoaga, a big Samoan defensive tackle out of Utah, former fourth-round pick with the Niners, spent this season in Philadelphia where he had signed as a free agent and had played in all the games there, will now be transitioning to the front of the Patriots defense, and all signs point to him playing this week. For a Patriots defensive line that has been getting by, is the term I'd use, with Chris Jones and Joe Villano and struggling a little bit, giving up 150 or more yards three of the last 4 weeks, now ranked 31st in run defense. Paul Perillo, by the way, the Patriots shipped a fifth-round pick to Philadelphia, got a sixth-round pick back along with Sopoaga. But Paul Perillo, what do you think of this deal for a big man for the middle of the D?
Well, first, I think any chance of him not dressing probably went out the window, and we'll get to that when we check out the injury report. I think it's a run-stuffing 330-pound-plus, you know, behemoth that they needed. And he was available for pretty cheap, as you mentioned, just the swap of the draft picks there. So the price wasn't too high. Pretty durable guy. He's only missed three games. He missed his whole rookie year with an injury, but since his second season in 2005, he's only missed three games total. So he's a pretty durable guy. He's, as advertised, he's a run stopper. He's not going to be a flashy Warren Sapp type guy that's penetrating, or as Bill said, you're not going to see him lining up and coming off the edge or anything like that.
Thanks, Bill.
He is what he is. He's an interior run defender, and that's what the Patriots needed.
He is what they needed. That is the bottom line. Has had a successful career. Bill Belichick, talking today in his Friday press conference, was discussing how the team liked him back in the 2004 draft.
Yeah.
Considered drafting him, we're sort of considering it when he got picked there, fourth, fifth round, and we're basically deciding they could wait a little longer and still get him, and that obviously didn't happen. He went in the fourth round to San Francisco, but has had a very solid career. I'm not sure I agree with Belichick, who said, you know, at this point, he, you know, had people known then what they know now, he could have been a second or maybe first round pick. I don't know if I go quite that far, but in terms of what the Patriots needed, a run-stuffing defensive tackle, what I wanted, a run-stuffing defensive tackle who was a fire hydrant and Samoan. We got it all. Plus, he benches a lot.
Yeah, I'm glad that he filled all your requirements.
Big fan and a very nice
Samoan
man.
Samoan who benches a lot.
Very nice man. He was walking through the locker room saying, I don't know, some Samoan word, Tola Horof or something like that, and greeting everybody.
Likes
nice
cheeseburgers,
man.
Too.
Who doesn't? You don't have to be, you know, straight American to like cheeseburgers. You can be American Samoan. But the elsewhere on the 29th.
The elsewhere.
The deal to open a roster spot was Sebastian Vollmer officially being placed on injured reserve with a reported broken leg, reportedly had surgery to repair that leg a day earlier, which means Marcus Cannon is likely to be sliding into the starting lineup, making his second career start. He filled in over the second half of the game last week against Miami at right tackle for Vollmer. Paul Perillo, how big a loss is Vollmer for an offensive line that's already been struggling a bit in pass protection?
Yeah, I think it is a pretty big loss. I mean, you know that I feel offensive line, generally you can find a way to mix and match and keep people out. But you're right, the group was struggling a little bit, and clearly Vollmer is one of the better members of that offensive line. So to lose him is gonna hurt. And I don't think Cannon is going to replicate what Vollmer was giving you, both in the run and the pass protection. But he is a guy who's played a little bit, so I don't think it's the end of the world. I think it's something that you can get by. Listen, that group needs to get better with or without Vollmer.
Can they get better with a new starter? The one thing we've said is they've had continuity, no excuse for them to give up 16 sacks in the last 4 weeks. Now they have a minor excuse. They've lost one of their bookend, big, tall, athletic tackles.
Can they get better? They have to. I mean, if they're going to get where they need to be, where they want to be, you can't continue to give up 4 and 5 sacks every game. You got to get some more consistency. So they're going to have to either figure out how to help out Cannon if he can't, make the group better, or maybe you go to Will Svitek.
I think we're going to find out, for better or worse, what Marcus Cannon is. The guy that we were sold on as a potential second-round pick. They drafted him in the 5th round because he was dealing with cancer. You know, missed half his rookie year, has come on, has played guard, has played tackle, never started. I think we're going to find out what Marcus Cannon is at this point in his 3rd season.
Sure.
And I think that's actually a good thing. I think sometimes when you don't know about a guy year after, you're going to find out now what Marcus Cannon is. Short term, can he do the job now? And where do we pencil him in maybe moving forward when Vollmer's healthy again next year?
Right.
Moving on to the injury report. Always a big topic around here for one reason or another. Fresh off the presses, as Paul alluded to, Tommy Kelly actually returned to the practice field on Wednesday and Thursday. Limited participation. Friday, he did not practice. He is the only guy officially listed as out for this weekend's big 425 start against the Pittsburgh Steelers here at Gillette Stadium.
I think that virtually assures Sopawaga of a uniform at the
and
very
Bill
least.
And Bill was very, didn't really see a reason why he wouldn't be out there, basically. Three guys questionable this week is usually a larger category for the Patriots, just three guys this week. Kyle Arrington with his groin was limited all week. Aqib Talib with his hip, limited all week. And Leon Washington returned to the practice field this week on a limited basis with his ankle issue. All three guys are questionable. Obviously, the big name there, Paul Perillo, is Aqib Talib, who some people believe was the first half MVP for this team. Does Aqib Talib return against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday?
It's going to be interesting. I think he's got a shot. I'm going to lean to no, but I think he's got a shot because I think he, according to the people that are out at practice all the time, and Andy, you and I are not among that group, he was definitely moving better and seemed to be doing more and dressed more extensively than he had been. On Wednesday, he had the full pads in the pants and all that stuff, the thigh pads. So I think there's a chance. I would rather see them, err on the side of caution and give him the extra time with the bye week. And I think that's probably what they're going to do. But I do think, I would have said the beginning of the week, no chance. Now I think it's a true game time decision. As I look over my shoulder, I'm looking at ESPN, and they just talked about Talib a little bit, and that's what they put up on the graphic, game time decision. So
what do they know?
I think he's got a shot.
I'm going to say he doesn't play. I'm going to say we'll see him after the bye, like so many other guys. He's not on here, but I did want to note real quickly, and ESPN just actually caught my eye. Shane Vereen returned to the practice field this week, not eligible to come off IR, the short-term IR, until after the bye against the Carolina Panthers, but good to see him back out there with that wrist injury and surgery that he had after the opener.
Yeah, and you have a chance to knock out some rust, and he'll get a couple of weeks of practice in. I would fully expect to see him against Carolina on
sure.
that Monday night.
Love to see it. Now we get to the probable guys. Five guys listed as probable against the Steelers. Danny Amendola remains limited with the groin. Brandon Bolden, limited with the knee injury. Marcus Cannon, who we just talked about maybe making his second career start, has a shoulder issue that had him limited all week. Julian Edelman, that thigh issue he's been dealing with. And the most interesting of this group, Paul Perillo, young Rob Gronkowski, who we all know has been dealing with back and forearm issues, added a hamstring to the mix this week. Had quite a tape job on that hamstring when I saw him in the locker room today.
Interesting.
After practice on Friday. He was limited all week. He's listed as probable. Is this a concern, or is this maybe a natural progression of a guy who missed the first 6 weeks of the season or whatever it was, and after some game action came up with a sore hammy?
It's probably the latter, the natural progression, just of some general soreness for a guy who hasn't done a whole lot. But at this point, you look at his injury, and it goes on. I mean, they should start listening to things that aren't hurt at this point.
He's pretty much filled up the column on the Patriots injury report.
It's I'm concerned about it because I do think that he's done and asked to do a lot of running. And I do think that's one of the things that separates him. Obviously, he has great size and strength with in catching ability. But to me, what separates him is his deceptive speed and athleticism. That people don't really understand just how athletic he is. And if he's dealing with a hamstring problem, I wonder if his ability to separate, which you've seen teams really devote extra attention to him so far in these two games, especially last week. Miami had three guys around him at times, really without fear of repercussions, because I don't think there's a lot of options.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's dealing with something that's going to prevent him from getting separation. You wonder if defenses might realize early in the game that, hey, we don't have to put three guys on him. We can get by with two, you know, because I still don't think you want to tempt fate too much and lock him up one-on-one with too many people.
No, even if he's on crutches, he's taller than the guys that are
I am concerned. I mean, obviously, listen, he's such a vital part of the offense, and we've seen what it's like without him. It hasn't been all that much better with him. So certainly they need to get him at full strength.
In the probable category for the New England Patriots, Matthew Slater with a wrist injury as he comes back from that, full participation all week. Tom Brady, the quarterback, was full participation on Wednesday and Friday, limited on Thursday, listed with a right shoulder. Once again, no mention of the hand injury that's been such a talking point, thanks in part to the CBS cameras focusing a lot of time on it, both on the field, on the sideline, when he would put it in his hand warmer, when he would put a glove on it, when he would point to it,
right.
The various things. Is it swollen? Do you have any concern about Tom Brady's health right now?
They don't talk about the hand. I don't talk about the hand.
I didn't ask you about the hand. I said, do you have any concerns about his health?
Yeah.
I gave you a vague, open-ended question.
I don't think that he's been throwing the ball very well, and I have to think that it's at least partly due to something wrong with his hand. We know that he's going to play. We know he's as tough as any quarterback in football. I don't have any concerns about that, but
you have concerns about him completing, I don't know, 65, 70% of his passes instead of 50?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's been a concern to me. And listen, 55% speaks for itself to everybody but you.
Finally on the injury report, a couple guys, tight end Michael Omanawanui and Tavon Wilson. The tight end had the knee, DB had the hamstring. Both were limited Wednesday, Thursday, came off on Friday. So they are good
noteworthy
to go. But the biggest story of the week and one of the new biggest bodies in the locker room, one Isaac Sopoaga. The guy
I'm just proud
wanted
of you for being able to pronounce the name of a sudden.
I may not be pronouncing it right.
Well,
I heard
Isaac
someone
is
say
not
he
correct.
Doesn't really say it with the English pronunciation of Isaac, that it has a different. But we're going to stick with the English.
Ike.
It's Ike, and they call him Soap in Philadelphia.
Soap
is his nickname. But we should see if he can have an impact on the interior of that defensive line.
Number 90 in your program.
And number one in your hearts.
Well, Andy's heart.
Well,
anyway.
Mine anyway.
He's a Samoan who bench presses a lot.
Yeah, love it. He and has the tattoos and everything that I like. The whole look. Love it. Patriots will make his Patriots debut against the Steelers, 2-5, Patriots 6-2. Not exactly the matchup we assume when these two teams get together, but doesn't matter. The Patriots looking to go into the bye with a win after a nice afternoon affair here at Gillette Stadium. For Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. Until next week, when we're talking about bye week transactions, of which there are usually not very many, and who knows if we'll have anything at all, but we'll be here for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.